This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Swinging a soft tapper up third, right at the bag. There's one out. Across, two outs. And the Pirates, who ground into more double plays with runners in scoring position, do so again. No RBI for Bart. They'll get a run, though, there. It's 3-1. Here's a swing and a deep drive out to right. And Horowitz gets into that one. Long home run to right center. Horowitz's first home run as a Pirate. And now it's 4-2. Swinging a ball smack to the gap in left center field. This will bring him in, and it'll bang off the wall. Connor Falefa in easily. Cruz will drift into second base. He'll trade places. It's an RBI double. It's 5-3 Milwaukee. Here's an 0-1. Swinging a ball blasted out to deep center field. Churio back, and he'll play it off the base of the wall. Cruz is in to score. McCutchen will be held at third. RBI double for Reynolds. It's 8-4. We go celebrate and have a good time. It's time to. Here's a 2-2. Horowitz grounds it towards short. The third baseman slides. Durbin throws to first to get an out. The Pirates get their fifth run across. Reynolds to third, two outs, it's 8-5.
I realized it was late and there was like 6 people at the Pirate game last night. Why the hell was there not a standing ovation? Folks, the streak is dead. Forget about the lumber company. Forget about We Are Family. Forget about the 2013 through 2015 Bucks. They got nothing on this ragtag crew. The Pirates had tied the Major League Baseball modern day record of going 26 consecutive games without scoring more than 4 runs. But they do not have the dubious distinction all by them. They're lonesome now. No. They remain tied with the 1931 Boston Braves, my God, and the 1969 California Angels. I realize the Pirates lost last night, but folks, the streak is over. They scored 5 runs. Harry! What a day to be a Pirates fan.
Can I say it?
Do it.
Yay!
Yes.
They did it.
Woo!
Yes.
And on a ground out, It was the perfect way to get it done. Joe Block didn't want to make a big deal of it, but he kind of did by mentioning that they got their fifth run. We're going to make a big deal about it. Playing the parade. When are we partying down Fifth Ave? When are we going all Mac Miller? Is there going to be a parade on the Boulevard of the Allies? Did Ben Cherington's job get saved last night? Don Kelly, a promotion to the full-time manager. Oh my God. That's where we are. A texter writes in, and this is exactly what I thought. They can't even break a record, right? This team deserved to live in baseball infamy, right? This team deserved to set the all-time we suck at hitting a baseball record. And they weren't even able to do that. It would have been nice if tomorrow, or tonight, I guess I should say, they broke the streak. I wanted them to hold the record. Because I don't want the general manager to be here. And every last statistic that you can get to make the case to get this guy out, I want. So that I can make the case to get this guy out. 412-928-9370. Good morning to you, friends. I want to go down memory lane. We'll get into the real nuts and bolts pirate stuff, the real nuts and bolts Steeler stuff over the course of today's program. But I want to go down memory lane, Nicholas Harry Callis, to a team that Ron Cook covered back in the day, the 1931 Boston Braves. That's how hard it is, by the by, to tie or set the record the Pirates were vying for, Callis, that you have to go to a different franchise. A franchise doesn't even exist. The 1931 Boston Braves. The 1969 California Angels. Are you about to well actually me?
Yeah, well, actually, the Boston Braves, I believe, just they're the same franchise. They're just now went to Milwaukee and now they're in Atlanta.
Yeah. I know. I know. It would be like if the Pirates tied a record for the Washington Senators. It just makes me giggle.
Well, no, that franchise is actually now the Texas Rangers.
Hey, Harry, why don't you go back into a cone of silence, please, for the remainder of this program, and well, at least until 7 a.m. So you go back and you look at that 1931 Boston Braves baseball club. They had one guy who hit over 300. Wes Schmullerich, outfielder, played 95 games. He probably didn't even qualify for a batting title. He hit 309, his OPS 785. The 1931 Boston Braves, Callis, did not have a single player with an OPS over 800. Billy Urbanski, 274. Freddie McGuire, 228. Earl Sheely, 273. That team was horrific. I actually think the 1969 California Angels, though, were worse. I mean, there are some bad baseball players, no offense to them, on this team. I'm sure some of them have passed. They did have Sandy Alomar, who played second for him that year, Harry, with a 577 OPS, 296 on base percentage. They had a regular catcher whose name I can't pronounce, Joe Askew, Little Askew, who hit 218 with a 549 OPS, a 60 OPS plus. But some of these guys make the 2025 modern-day Pittsburgh Pirates look like Kirk Gibson in the 1988 World Series. Don't you feel like this Pirates team deserved to have the longest streak in modern baseball history of futility? I feel like they absolutely deserved it. Ben Cherington hasn't developed a single hitter. Ben Cherington didn't add anybody in free agency the last couple of years who could hit a baseball. Rowdy Tellez, they let him hang around until they had to pay his bonus. Their solution at first base this year, until Spencer Horowitz arrived, was to get Enmanuel Valdez, which pour one out for Enmanuel. He got surgery. He's going to be out for the season. A 5'8", light-hitting first baseman who really wasn't a first baseman. Ben Cherington deserved for this team to set the record. And I'm sad. 412-928-9370. Texter writes in, Adam, can you tape up Harry's mouth? Harry, aren't you so happy that your adoring fans are chiming in with their support of you?
I think you're picking and choosing the negative ones to read. I'm sure there's an outstanding amount of positive ones. Either way, I'm going to have a lot of energy today because I missed talking. It'll go down over time.
You should have energy every day because this is your job.
I did have energy every day. That's why I was in your ear talking, but then you reprimanded me for
that. You fell asleep! Texter, why didn't they fire him for falling asleep? It's a great question. Texter, Callis strained his vocal cords while screaming at Crowley during his first pitch trying to get him to screw up. Nope, that's not it. But he did yell at me. Actually, Harry came and supported me. Harry's a very good friend. Harry and I have a love-hate relationship. It's mostly love. But we fight like brothers. Is that true? Do you think I'm characterizing that correctly? People think that we have, like, real issues with one another, and I think sometimes we do. But wouldn't you say we've got this brotherly love between the two of us?
Sure.
Wasn't exactly what I was looking for there.
You want me to go with that? All right.
Texter, this was Callis losing a bet, wouldn't speak again until the Pirates scored more than four. It is hilarious that this is how this happened.
That's not it, but yeah.
When Callis last did an early morning show, he was reacting to an offensive outburst the Pirates had against the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, and he comes back after the streak is broken. You can't make this up.
You know what's ironic, though? The title in the podcast I put was, that lineup from Tuesday, keep that. And then they did a little bit, and then Derek Shelton got fired.
Well, I got a little bone to pick with our guy Don Kelly for last night. Hank Davis played the game of his life. And then he doesn't get to start yesterday. I don't understand that. I think Hank Davis calls a better game behind the dish than Joey Bart. He's a much better defensive catcher, which is wild to say how far he's come, than Joey Bart. He goes 2 for 2. He throws a guy out stealing. He has the dummy play at the plate, puts a great tag on. It was an all-around outstanding game from Henry Davis. And the next day, yeah, I realize it's a night game after a day game. He doesn't get to start a catcher. What are we doing, Kelly? And look, we're not going to spend many of our shows, we're not going to spend a lot of airtime on our shows breaking down every Pirates game like it's Game 7 of the World Series. Believe me, no one's here for that. I'm not here for it. But we are judging Don Kelly on a game-by-game basis and seeing if the guy is good enough to keep around. And we crush Derek Shelton for not playing the guys when they're hot. We crush Derek Shelton when they would have fundamental miscues or errors. We need to hold Don Kelly to the same standard. And I've been more impressed than not with Don Kelly. I like the fire. I like the emotion. I like that he gets ejected. I think sometimes you need to inject life into your team. Some of the bullpen management's been questionable. I like how often he's got the guys stealing bases. I like when he doesn't have them run. I think he's thoughtfully aggressive. I like that they've attempted to lay down bunts, even though sometimes they fail fundamentally. I did not like that Hank Davis did not play yesterday. He needed to start the ball game. You reward anybody for playing good baseball when it's a bad baseball team. You certainly need to do it when it's a 1-1 pick. But enough on that. We will announce why Nicholas Harry Callis missed a full month coming up at 7 a.m. today. The people want to know. Harry tells all. But coming up next, we got to get serious. Ben Cherington was asked if the Pirates will consider trading Paul Skeens. His answer, our reaction, when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Yes, Harry.
So I got my own comments to read from. Since you got the text line, I got the YouTube stream up here.
Yeah.
This one was hilarious. Harry Callis was out because he included the fan logo on his OnlyFans account.
Somebody else texted in. We've talked a lot about the TV series that we want to put together, Dead Air. And they think it's quite the coincidence that Harry Callis is back and Doran Dickerson is not here. And that perhaps Doran's body is in your van.
Wow. One also says, Callis is back. The morning show is saved. So what does that say about you?
Well, my show was awful yesterday. I freely admit that. It got better around 8 a.m., but I apologize for the first 2 hours. Ben Cherington yesterday was finally asked about all the trade speculation surrounding Paul Skeens. Noah Hiles asked him the question. Noah's going to join us at 7:35. Here's how Cherington responded.
No, it's not. It's not at all part of the conversation.
It's not part of the conversation internally with the Pirates, but it's a part of the national discourse regarding the Pirates. Like, okay, so this is great. The Pirates are not going to trade Paul Skeens. I'm titillated by that news. I never thought it was all that realistic a possibility for so many different reasons. One, you never see a player of this caliber traded this early into his contract. Two, if you're Bob Nutting, you can't possibly let Ben Cherington make the trade because they're in this spot because of Ben Cherington. Three, some of the reported packages that could go back in return for Paul Skeens, I don't think that the teams would even throw out there. There's a hypothetical with the Red Sox we'll get into at the bottom of the hour. I don't think the Red Sox would do it. So there's a bunch of different reasons why this never made much sense to me. Ben Cherington says they're not going to move him. But it's the verbiage here that I take umbrage with.
No, it's not. It's not at all part of the conversation.
And I know he means it's not part of the conversation internally, but this is now the conversation surrounding the Pirates. It has gotten so bad this year at 17 and 34 that when you hear the Pirates mentioned nationally, it always comes back to Skeens and whether or not the Pirates should trade Paul Skeens. And I don't like the tone from Cherington. We had the audio. I watched the video. He almost takes offense to the question. It's a fair question because he has screwed it up so bad. This is all Ben Cherington's fault. And Ben's sitting up there like, oh, yeah, geez, we got to find the guy who did this.
We're all trying to find the guy who did this and give him a spanking.
It's obviously this guy, right?
We're all trying to find the guy who did this.
Yeah, whose fault is this? Ben Cherington looking around. Man, we had to get rid of Derek Shelton. Derek Shelton didn't do a good enough job winning baseball games with this team.
We're all trying to find the guy who did this.
Yeah, it's the guy sitting up there doing the press conference. The reason that there's trade speculation from guys like Ken Rosenthal and guys on MLB Network like Greg Amsinger and ESPN's national baseball talking heads and Buster Olney and Bob Nightingale is because Ben Cherington and the Pittsburgh Pirates did nothing to help Paul Skeens this offseason. They've done nothing, frankly, to help Paul Skeens the 6 years that Ben Cherington's been on the job. They haven't drafted and developed a single hitter that is an impact bat in this lineup. They haven't drafted or developed a hitter that's an above-average major league hitter in this lineup. Henry Davis had a good game 2 games ago, but as a 1-1 pick, through this point in his career, the only word that you can use for him is bust. The closest thing that they've drafted and developed into an impact bat is Nick Gonzalez, and he was an average Major League Baseball player last year. And he broke his leg hitting a home run. We're all trying to find the guy who did this.
We're all trying to find the guy who did this.
And it's the one who was given the press conference yesterday. Like, Ben didn't so much with his words take offense, but you could see it on his face. He's super annoyed that he had to answer a question about whether or not the Pirates are going to trade Paul Skeens. Ben, it's your fault, buddy. We can blame the owner. Everyone blames the owner. Yes, I understand that. At Major League Baseball, we've seen the Guardians do it year after year. We've seen the Brewers do it. We're seeing the Reds be competitive right now. We see the Rays do it every year. We saw Neil Huntington do it here. So I don't want to see Ben's face twist when he's asked the question like it's some affront to the job that he's done. No, the job that he's done is the reason why these questions are being asked in the first place.
We're all trying to find the guy who did this.
Yes, Harry?
Did you hear he made the comment too, like, oh, we gotta play better baseball. And it's like, well, maybe a better player or two could help everybody play better.
Yeah, man.
This isn't a team. I wouldn't want to play for this team, the effort they give. Like, they look like they're actively protesting sometimes with the effort they're giving.
If you think about what the Pirates did, not this offseason, but last offseason, they spent $35 million, 5 of which were spent on Andrew McCutchen, 10 of which was spent on Aroldis Chapman. I look at the last 2 teams the Pirates played, and I think about contracts the Pirates should have handed out. And this isn't revisionist history. This is stuff we talked about at the time. The Pirates, forever now, it seems, since Josh Bell, have needed a first baseman. The Brewers spent $34 million on Rhys Hoskins on a 2-year deal. The Pirates could be paying Rhys Hoskins $18 million this year. Rhys Hoskins, coming into the game last night, a 300 hitter. Could have solved their first base problem. If you're going to spend $35 million, you couldn't have spent $12 last year on Rhys Hoskins and just forget about Aroldis Chapman, who sometimes looked great, other times didn't. That's what Aroldis Chapman is at this point in his career. And paying $10 million to a reliever when you're a small market team that doesn't want to spend a lot of money is absurd. Could have had Rhys Hoskins. This offseason, you look at the Cincinnati Reds. They get Austin Hayes, 1 year, $4 million, same exact contract as Tommy Pham. That guy's hitting .330. Tommy Pham's OPS is less than .500. Like, you can still get decent to good baseball players on a budget. We all know Ben Cherington's on a budget. Spend the money more thoughtfully. There was exactly one guy who knows a thing or two about baseball that thought Tommy Pham would be a success this year, and that guy's name is Ben Cherington. We said it at the time. Austin Hayes was available. Go sign Austin Hayes. He could be manning left field for the Buccos right now, hitting .330. Gavin Lux, an OPS around .800, making $3.25 million. The Pirates instead opted to go with Adam Frazier. What the hell were they doing? That's two examples right there of guys they could have had this offseason that would have cost them next to nothing, that would have been significant upgrades relative to the players the Pirates acquired. Arguably, apart from O'Neill Cruz, they would have been the best two hitters on the team. And Rhys Hoskins, a player with track record who was coming off an injury last year, for $12 million, that's a flyer the Pirates should be taking. A texter writes in, Chapman better than Bednar. Okay, but we have to be fair here. When the Pirates signed Aroldis Chapman, David Bednar was coming off of two consecutive All-Star seasons. They didn't need a closer when they acquired Aroldis Chapman. And in a vacuum, I don't hate a move like that. Like, that's what winning baseball teams try to do. You go out, you overpay a reliever. Fair enough. But if you only have so much to spend, go out and get a damn first baseman. You could have Rhys Hoskins, Lux, and Austin Hayes this season for $25 million, and you spent $35 million two off-seasons ago. You can still make good baseball moves on a budget. And you get Ben Cherington up there behind the microphone yesterday, aghast that the question would be asked. Have you considered trading Paul Skeens?
No, it's not. It's not at all part of the conversation.
Like, Ben Cherington doesn't get angry. Ben Cherington's very even-keeled. And Ben Cherington never speaks in absolutes. He did with that, and I'm happy they're not trading Skeens, but he almost looked insulted by the question. You shouldn't be insulted by the question. You have assembled a baseball team so bad that the national media is now asking, does it make more sense for the Pirates to trade Skeens? It was your fault. It is your fault.
We're all trying to find the guy who did this. And
it's Ben Cherington. 412-928-9370 if you want to comment on Ben Cherington. Up next, an AL executive gives a potential return on a hypothetical Skeens trade. It would be one of the biggest blockbusters in the history of the sport. Maybe arguably the biggest blockbuster in the history of the sport.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
No, it's not. It's not at all part of the conversation.
So Ben Charrington says Paul Skene's not going to be traded. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. All the national media talking heads, though, in baseball, they're spending a lot of time on this. So Mark Feinsohn of MLB.com then goes out and speaks to a bunch of anonymous executives throughout Major League Baseball, and an AL executive said that if the Pirates were hypothetically going to make a trade with the Boston Red Sox, the Pirates send the Red Sox Paul Skene, that the return would be this: Boston first baseman Tristan Casas, the number one Major League Baseball prospect, center fielder Roman Anthony, shortstop Marcelo Mayer, second baseman Christian Campbell, and starting pitcher Tanner Houck. So the top three prospects within the Boston Red Sox, position players that profile to eventually hit the cover off the baseball, it would be one of the biggest returns in a trade in the history of the sport. Would you make that deal? 412-928-9370. The PM guys were talking about it yesterday. It's a hard deal to say no to. Jason Mackey's going to join us from 9 o'clock until 10 this morning. He said, yeah, that trade, you have to make it. Here's a novel idea. Don't trade Paul Skene for that haul. Build around one of the best pitchers potentially in the history of the sport. It ain't that hard. Seriously. Even on a budget, it ain't that hard to build around Paul Skene. This is not a difficult job. I don't want to hear that the owner doesn't cut checks. Like, there's no nuance involved in that. I'll say this again for the umpteenth time, even today. Ben Charrington got $35 million to spend last offseason. I had someone within the Pirates text me last week. So someone within the organization text me last week, we need a general manager that isn't afraid to make a splash. And I'm not talking about, and I don't think they were talking about trading Paul Skene being the splash, but being bold. Go out and do something. Like, we saw Mike Burrows last night. He was giving me Quinn Priester vibes, but I think he's got better stuff than Priester. That curveball is nasty. The changeup is nasty. He was throwing 95, 96 miles an hour. I don't think Mike Burrows is going to have a Quinn Priester-like career. I think he's going to be a good major league pitcher. He's pitched well in AAA. I like the stuff. he's just not a finished product like I think Bubba Chandler is, like Jones was when he came up, like Paul Skeens was when he came up. Why am I bringing him up? Because this Pirates organization is rich with pitching depth. The way the Pirates starters have pitched in May, you can make an argument. It's one of the better rotations in all of baseball, and Paul Skeens is the best pitcher in all of Major League Baseball. It should not be that hard to build around this starting rotation. We gave you three examples in the last segment of how they could have done it. This offseason, Charrington didn't have the cash. Or he did and spent it on player development stuff in the minor leagues. I've heard that. Dan Zingrilli's brought that up. We've talked about that a bunch. But let's say the budget was the budget. You spend $12 million, $15 million, whatever it was. You still could have had Austin Hayes. You still could have had Gavin Lux. Last offseason, when you did spend $35 million, you could have had Rhys Hoskins. Maybe you have to pay him a little bit more than the Brewers did to get him to want to come to this organization. All right, they paid him $12. You pay him $15. You do that instead of spending $10 million on a reliever in Aroldis Chapman. If you did that, you'd have three professional hitters in the lineup, in addition to O'Neill Cruz, in addition to Brian Reynolds, in addition to Joey Bart, and maybe, just maybe, seriously, the Pirates are a mediocre hitting team right now. And I'm here to tell you, folks, if the Pirates were an average team at hitting the baseball with this starting rotation, they're competitive. Now, that's three bats over the course of two off seasons they could have added. But that's all it would take, I think, for them to be a baseball team vying for a wild card spot right now. Perhaps even vying for a division championship right now. And they have been hit with bad luck. I mean, if you have Nick Gonzalez as your second baseman, in addition to all the guys that I mentioned, yeah, I think you can be an average hitting baseball club. So I see that trade, that hypothetical trade return that Mark Feinstein gets out of that AL executive, and yeah, that's tantalizing. But you don't need to trade Paul Skeens to get this team to be competitive. You just need a competent general manager who knows how to spend the funds that you do have. And $35 million ain't a lot. But if you've got the right guy running the ship, you can get a couple of players that are significant upgrades over what you have right now. The problem with the Pirates is they don't have a general manager who is good at his job. And that's an understatement. So no, I'm not trading Paul Skeens. Paul Skeens is the reason you wake up in the morning as a Pirates fan. To trade Paul Skeens would be a crime against the baseball gods when it doesn't need to happen for this team to get competitive. This rotation's very good. Now, it might not happen in one off season with a new GM. It might now take a couple, which sucks because they screwed up the last two off seasons. But there's a path to contention here behind this starting rotation led by Paul Skeens. And when I say led by Paul Skeens, I don't mean trading Paul Skeens for a hefty return. 412-928-9370. Johnny and Cranberry up first on the show today. Hi, Johnny.
Crowley, holding it down, going to this Memorial Day weekend. I love how you started the show.
Let's go, baby. Optimism.
Let's go, Mountaineers. Dude, I'm telling you. do you trade the team or the franchise? That's what you're talking about here, right? And here's, since you are rolling solo hot as a former journalist, As a former journalist, I want to play some devil advocacy with you. My wife hates this. All right. Ben Charrington, right? I am not sticking up for him. But what went wrong as a former GM of the Red Sox, brought a World Series to the Red Sox, right? Look at his resume. I am not in any way sticking up for him. I'm just playing devil advocate.
Yeah, he had
what goes wrong.
He's had exactly one good year as general manager, Johnny, and the body of work beyond that is very, very bad. Every other year, they finished fourth or last in the division, the Red Sox and the Pirates. And I appreciate the call and the energy. Enjoy the long weekend. Let's go.
May I real quick?
Sure.
Yeah, so Ben Charrington actually overspent with the Red Sox. If you remember, after his time with the Dodgers, they signed Hanley Ramirez and stuck him out in left field. They oversigned Pablo Sandoval after Sandoval won the World Series in 2014 with the San Francisco Giants. So he had a history of overspending there, and it actually took a little bit of correcting from the regime after him
right.
to get them the championship in 2018.
So it's nice that they won a World Series with Ben Charrington. You can never take that away from him. He is forever a World Series winning GM.
But by that time, like, Sandoval had been traded back to the Giants, and they released Hanley Ramirez outright.
Yeah. Because
he was playing so bad. Like, two of their biggest signings, they were definitely overspent contracts, and those players, they didn't
Yeah, you don't need to convince me. Ben Charrington has largely been very, very bad at his job. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. How long has that been playing?
Only 20 seconds.
Oh, perfect. Callis and I took a group trip to the bathroom. Now we're back. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Should the Pirates trade Paul Skenes? Ben Charrington came out yesterday and said they're not going to do that. It's not even part of the conversation. I'm happy to hear that. I don't want Ben Charrington to be the GM next year, though. I don't think you need to trade Skenes to get competitive. I brought up Rhys Hoskins. We saw him last night. Pirates could have had him two off seasons ago for $12 million. $12 million. He hit 26 homers, drove in 82. He was coming off of an injury, he missed an entire season. But a first baseman that hits 26 bombs, drives in 82, well, looks like Willie Stargell on this team. First base, fixed for a two-year total of $34 million when they spent $35 million two off-seasons ago, could have been done. Gavin Lux, Austin Hayes, just this off-season, combined to make $8 million. Pirates could have afforded that instead of getting Adam Frazier, instead of getting Tommy Pham. It's not hard to identify players with track records or reclamation projects. Injury could be a reason. Down year could be a reason. It's not hard to identify guys who are legitimate bounce back candidates. Neither one of the guys the Pirates brought in this offseason were. Now, I know Spencer Horowitz hit a homer last night. He seems like he's got the good hit tool. We talked to John Wehner about that the other day. I don't dislike that acquisition. It's early times yet. We'll see. And I think the power profile is better at PNC Park. He's not a guy with prodigious power, but you got the short porch over there and the Clemente wall. But you could have added three professional hitters to this lineup the last two off seasons for the cost in total of $25 million. Ben Charrington had the budget to do that. And I'm not dismissing any criticism of the owner, nothing like that. But I don't think with this starting rotation, if you get the right GM in the decision-making chair, that they're that far away from contending. You have to have a perfect offseason. But making a deal where you ship Paul Skenes to the Red Sox guarantees nothing. You would get the number one prospect in all of baseball. Doesn't mean the guy's going to be a superstar. And if he came here, he probably wouldn't be. So hold on to Paul Skenes. Get Charrington out of town. Get a guy in here who knows what he's doing. And with this rotation, I don't think you're that far away. And if it turns out that I'm wrong, okay, you're eventually going to trade Paul Skenes. And whenever you do trade him, if you got the right general manager in the seat, you're still going to get a King's ransom for him. Like, that's the other thing. Not trading Skenes now, not trading Skenes next year at the deadline, not trading Skenes at next year's offseason. That should be the move. Try to build around him, because eventually, yeah, you are going to trade him and you're going to get a huge return. It is 6:56. Time to make the call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums, 724-443-5610. We'll get back to the sports talk at about 7:20. But coming up next, you've been asking for over a month. When will Harry Callis be back? When will Harry Callis be allowed to talk? He's back. He's allowed to talk. Why wasn't he? Why did he get shadow banned? Why was Harry silenced? We tell you next. And I would invite all of you to watch on our YouTube stream, which is wildly popular. First, though, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions in tremendous Harry fashion. He is not put here on the read what the temperature is going to be today. High of 55, clouds all day. Buckos in action at 640 tonight. Paul
weather
Skeens,
is on there.
It's not on here, Harry. I'm looking at it right now. Oh, it's on here. And in typical Crowley fashion, I am criticizing Callis for things that he actually did. High today, 55, low of 47, 35% chance of rain. Paul Skeens on the bump against the Brewers tonight at 640.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.